Heading into this hour's guest interview segment, the first one of the 8 o'clock hour this morning, and learning more about the Wall That Heals coming to Star Valley this upcoming summer, July 9th through the 12th in Afton. And a couple of committee chairs in the studio with me live this morning, including Tracy Martini. She's the volunteer coordinator. And Jean Bates, who is the ceremonies chairman, both in studio. Tracy, Jean, good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Good morning, and thank you.
Absolutely appreciate you stepping in studio. I am so excited about this event, as I hope everybody is. Jean, let's start with you. And we've talked about this previously, but for those who are not aware, explain to us, what is the Wall That Heals?
Well, the Wall That Heals is actually a traveling three-quarter size replica of the Vietnam the Vietnam Memorial in Washington, D.C. And every year they travel to various communities, and we're lucky here in Wyoming that we're one of the 30 spots nationwide that they will hit this year. It's been nearly 20 years since this memorial was in Wyoming. It was here in 2008, and this is the only stop that it will make in the state this year.
Yeah, and I can tell immediately this is something that is going to be very special to you. Tell me why, Gene. Why are you looking forward to this, and why did you decide to get involved?
Well, I am a Vietnam veteran. I have also been involved with various veterans organizations over the years. I feel fairly strongly about veterans and causes that are associated with that. So,
absolutely. Now, of course, Gene, you're the ceremonies chairman. So what does that all entail?
Essentially, while the wall is here, there'll be four ceremonies, a welcome ceremony, and there'll be a special memorial ceremony on Friday night at dusk. It's called Light the Night, so it's basically a candlelight service, and then there'll be a closing type ceremony before it actually leaves. So the big one, of course, would be the public welcome ceremony.
Absolutely. Perfect. Well, Tracy, let's loop you into the conversation. Maybe same question. When you heard about the Wall That Heals, why did you decide to get involved?
I guess, one, military has always been part of my life. I am a military spouse. My husband's a retired Air Force. And then to honor my husband's father, who is a Vietnam veteran, who did come home from the war, but then turned around and suffered from the effects of the war through Agent Orange illnesses and stuff like that. So, like I said, military has always been at my heart, and to be able to serve and bring this to the community and honor the names that are written on the wall.
Yeah, well, it's clearly a huge deal. As Gene said, the only stop in Wyoming this year. Mm-hmm. So it really is an honor and something that we're thrilled to have. So, but Tracy, this isn't something that a few people put together,
right? It is not a thing that just a handful of people put together. It is going to need a lot of hands and hearts to put this wall up and tear it down, and then to also host it. So we're looking at anywhere from 250 to 400 volunteers. We have different roles and capacities, but each volunteer makes the heart of the wall.
Yeah.
Their time, compassion, and education at the exhibits will provide a welcoming and educational experience.
And I think you both have answered this question, why volunteer? And I think it's just to be a part of something incredibly special.
Yep, incredibly special and meaningful. It'll honor those names that are etched on that wall and support members of our community as they reflect, remember, and heal. So, yeah.
Of course. And who can volunteer? Are you looking for anybody specific?
Anybody can volunteer, no matter what your capabilities, your times, or your ages. We do ask that the children under the age of 18 be accompanied by an adult, but we have multiple different roles that you can be serving at. There's a couple select roles that if you have limited mobility, the visitor center would be a great place for you. We need able-bodied members of the community to help set up our wall and tear down. That'll be about 30 to 40 able-bodied individuals that could come up and help set up our exhibits. We have wall ambassadors that'll help wall rubbings and etchings at the wall and communicating with visitors there. We have education center volunteers that will help guide visitors around the artifacts that are on the education area. And then, like I said, a visitor and welcome center. We need people helping out with parking and logistics, ceremonial support. We would love our youth groups, the younger kids, to also get involved with being welcoming and viewing spectators for when the wall is escorted in on the 7th of July from Alpine to Afton. So
something for everybody.
For everybody.
Yes, absolutely. And it's as much as you want to do or as little as you want to do, right?
Yes. Most of our slots are going to be a four-hour slot. However, we do have a handful that are two, and you're welcome to sign up as many slots as you would like to. It is a 24-hour exhibit, so we need bodies all through the day and the night.
Absolutely. How do people sign up, or how do they get involved if they want to start volunteering now to help plan and prepare, or if they want to just help on the days that it's here?
They are more than welcome to come in and help with our committee chairs and support the logistics and the planning to bring it here. And that you can contact us through the Wyoming Welcomes, TWTH@yahoo.com, and send a communication that way. You can visit our website that is off the top of my head, I'm sorry, because you always copy and paste.
Actually, it is a mouthful.
Yes. The Wall That Heals, Afton, Wyoming, WY for Wyoming, 2026.com. And you can go through the site and you'll be able to pick different areas of interest, whether it's volunteering or sponsorship or in memory information that way. But and then if you are interested specifically in volunteers, you can send an email to wyomingwelcomestwth.volunteers@yahoo.com.
Perfect. So that website's live now, the Wall That Heals, AftonWY2026.com, and it'll pull right up and you can find everything that are looking for. So absolutely encourage people to contact you, Tracy. Find out where the help is needed. Get involved. Tracy Martini is the volunteer coordinator for the Wall That Heals. Gene Bates also in studio. Gene, when it comes to the ceremonies, any specific help you're looking for?
I'm not sure that we need any specific help that we can't get through Tracy. Mm-hmm. However, I do want to say that our guest speaker will be Governor Gordon. We'll be looking specifically, I suppose, for folks who are willing to usher and help seat people. We're hoping to have an amazing turnout, and so we're going to need some ushers and some helpers there. But beyond that, I think mostly we're just going to be working with the volunteers that are available.
For sure. Gene, you mentioned Governor Gordon will be presenting. This all takes place. It was decided to host it on the football field at Star Valley Middle School, correct?
That's correct.
Yeah. And so maybe Gene, just remind us again, people can go just look at the wall anytime, but there's going to be specific certain times for specific ceremonies and whatnot, right?
That's correct. The wall will arrive the day before, and the opening ceremony will be actually at 9 o'clock on Thursday. The wall itself will be open after it's set up on Wednesday, but it will be closed an hour before the ceremony and for an hour afterwards so that we can pick up tear down, and then we'll go back to being open completely to the public.
Excellent. Gene, you mentioned it's a 3/4 size replica. For those who haven't been to the actual Vietnam's Veteran Memorial, how big is it? I mean, how big is a 3/4 size? This thing isn't just a 10-foot deal. It's huge, right?
Yes, it is. I don't know the actual dimensions, but I want to say it's 50 by about 10 or 12.
Yeah, it's 370 feet long exhibit. Oh, okay. With like 7.5-8 foot high height. And the heaviest panel that will be erected is 85 pounds.
Yeah.
So it's pretty impressive.
It's
and moving.
Yep, absolutely. And they're going to bring all that
out of a semi-truck.
On the road, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, and they actually started their tour season in Hawaii. So they created it up and sent it to Hawaii, and now it's back on the road. So, yeah, it'll...
Okay. And I'm sure we'll talk more about this, but as it travels into the valley, there's going to be some escorts, and it'll be a big deal before it even gets to the middle school, right?
Yep.
Yes, as I understand it, they'll be leaving Billings and tour part of the state on its way here.
Okay.
And then come over the hill, and the official escort will pick it up in Alpine. And... then it, once it arrives here, then the work really begins.
Yes, absolutely.
If with the escort, they're also looking for ride captains and motorcycle groups that would be interested in it, and they're looking to have at least 200 to 400 bikers that will escort that in. So that'll be a pretty impressive rolling thunder as it comes through the valley.
Absolutely. So again, find the details online, thewallthathealsaftonwy2026.com, thewallthathealsaftonwy2026.com, and it's July 9th through the 12th is when it will be set up and on display. In studio, Tracy Martini, volunteer coordinator and Gene Bates, Ceremonies Chairman. Anything we missed from either of you that you'd like to mention today?
We are just welcome you guys to come visit, sponsor, and volunteer. It'll be an amazing opportunity to teach our community about the Vietnam War and just honor our service members.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Gene, thank you. So, go ahead.
I just have one thing that it's kind of an appeal. If every year... since the war, there are thousands of veterans who returned and have since passed away for various reasons. And they don't have to be service-related. But if you are a family member of a Vietnam veteran who has since died, since their service, the Vietnam Memorial Fund has a program. It's called In Memory. And there's an online application where you can apply and have your service member remembered in an annual ceremony that they do at the Vietnam Veterans Memorial in Washington, D.C. The main point that in order to have your veteran honored and recognized at our ceremony here in Afton, the deadline for that application to the Memorial Fund is June 9th, and that is all done online, and I have that. The address for that is www.vvmf.org/in memory, and if you go to that website, it has all the details that you would need, and essentially you just need a copy of DD-214 and a death certificate. And if you get that all taken care of by the 9th of June, then as part of our display, those names will be included here.
Excellent. Perfect. Thank you so much. That's, again, in studio this morning, Tracy Martini and Gene Bates, The Wall That Heals. Find the details at thewallthathealsaftonwy2026.com. It's the Weekday Wake Up this morning on SBI Radio.
Time can be perplexing.